Hello, my name is Adil Patel. I am an employment law director at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, the national practice head of the employment law department. The media has been abuzz regarding a potential leaked document from the Ministry of Health indicating that the existing regulations regarding the wearing of masks, the restrictions of gatherings, amongst others, will be scrapped. The media has indicated that our president has spoken to the relevant stakeholders and cabinet will be meeting in order to repeal what has now been colloquially called the mask regulations. We should be expecting an announcement from our president very shortly regarding the lifting of the prohibition of the wearing of masks and the restrictions on gatherings as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. The approach to be adopted by South Africa follows international guidelines. However, what still remains contentious, a set of proposed regulations issued pursuant to the National Health Act, which are still in the process of being discussed. However, despite the mask regulations, which will potentially be uplifted, one should not forget that the Department of Employment and Labour has listed COVID-19 as a Group 3 hazardous biological agent under South Africa's hazardous biological agent regulation. These regulations, although only applying to workplaces, do require employers to control the exposure of COVID-19, amongst others, in the workplace via various reasonably practicable measures. One of these measures may be wearing of mask, sanitizing, and the like. So while we may have wearing of mask in public places being uplifted, employers would certainly have such an obligation pursuant to the hazardous biological regulations to take such measures to require employees to wear masks where there is a real risk of COVID-19 spreading. We wait to see what our president will do in the next coming days. Thank you.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.